Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 749. I've never heard anything like that. What? You just don't want anybody to, you don't want your mother or your wife to come see you in the hospital today?
I don't want to talk. I didn't say my wife. I don't want to get into it. I really don't want to get into it.
It's just I don't understand.
I got enough aggravation about it. I don't need you.
JP's having a procedure a little later on this morning.
Right, next song.
And your mom wants to visit you.
There you go. Come as
your mom visit
you. There you go. Nirvana, everybody.
You're her son.
Nirvana. Nirvana. It's
102.3 WBAB. Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station, Roger and JP, 752, sunny and 85 today, and today is a big day where you finally get to take care of your heart that beats in a funny way. They're going to do an ablation.
Yes, that's what they're doing today.
And you will get that taken care of, and the thing was, we were just talking about it while songs were playing, and how come you don't want like your mom or your dad to come visit you?
Because listen, I get...
I mean, you're having a procedure done, they stop by later today when you've come
out
of the anesthesia
tomorrow.
And stuff.
I'll be home tomorrow.
Yeah.
Stop by tomorrow. It's either tomorrow or Sunday.
Right. Well, what if you're not? Can they come tomorrow? If they're going to be there till Sunday? I mean, it's a really boring long time to come visit, talk to you for 3-4 hours.
No, I'm coming out of anesthesia. I'm all stupid. I just want to be like, put my headphones on and just, I don't want to talk. I don't want to talk.
But people want to visit you. Just
that's
to
nice
sit
and
there
all.
And do you need anything? Can I get your water?
Nicole's coming. She's probably going to spend the whole time. I guarantee it because her track record with this stuff sucks.
Yeah.
She'll be tapping her foot the whole time.
Oh, she won't. Like she.
So, yeah.
So I saw you. Now can I go?
Yeah. and I get it. Listen, nobody wants to go visit somebody in the hospital, right?
What do you mean? Of course you do.
No, you don't. You do,
Susan's
you do
in
it.
A hospital. I want to go visit her. If my daughters are in a hospital, of course I want to. My mom.
And I expect my wife. We're not telling the kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want the kids to know about it. I don't want the kids to
have to worry
see me
or whatever.
Yeah, I don't want the kids to worry.
Okay.
So Nicole's, you know, going to have to get back with that. I just don't want to be a burden on anybody, A. And B, I just want to, like, just shh.
Really?
Quiet.
Just
nice.
Want to go in yourself, have the surgery, lay there yourself, come home yourself. What if you come home and nobody's home? Hi, I'm home.
Derek will be there. My doctor friend, he works at the hospital. He'll stop.
He's allowed?
Yeah, he's going to be there. He'll stop in. I won't be by myself.
So we can't come in as a group and visit you?
You're not going to. You, of all people, are not going to. One thing I don't have to worry about is Roger Lou's coming to visit me in the
hospital.
You're
having a heart situation. Maybe
not
we should
coming to
come visit you.
Okay.
Maybe tomorrow morning.
You know what? You, I want there. What time are you going to be there? I should be done by noon. Probably somewhat sober by 2-3 o'clock.
I'm busy. I'm taking my dad to the Yankee Red Sox.
Oh, yeah, okay. Good.
It's
good.
Father's Day present.
Good.
I can't not take him to see the Yankees Red Sox.
I understand.
Very important.
Maybe
I'm sorry. Otherwise, I would have been there.
Maybe your father can help you with the next 15 years of your career. Maybe he can do that for you. How about that?
The Roger and Roger Show.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if he's got 15 years.
And my mother's pissed off at me now. My father's pissed off at me. My sister's pissed off at me.
I'm sure. Just let him visit. It won't be long. Tell him, listen, 10 minutes, in and out.
I just asked him. I said, listen, just come tomorrow. Just come to the house. Come to the house. Easy.
Did your mom say something like, what if you don't make it?
I don't understand why this makes me such a bad person, but apparently I'm public enemy number one.
Well, if you're your mom and dad and your wife, you should let them come in. Anybody else?
My father's hanging on by a thread. They see my father walking into a hospital. Somebody's going to assume he's there for treatment.
755.
I don't understand what happened.
759, Roger and JP, 102.3 WBAB. JP's got a heart procedure today called an ablation, where they go up there and take care of the odd beating things and smooth it out, I guess you could say.
Yeah, I guess that's a good way.
And you don't want anybody visiting you, and it's, I mean, obviously your personal preference, but a lot of people, I mean, I don't understand it, a lot of people don't understand it. Your mom, for example, like, how come I can't visit you? Good morning, BAB. We have a guy on the line who, I guess, understands you. What do you got?
I think we're so similar. Just say the words, leave me alone. That's what you want. You want to be left alone in the hospital, right?
I just want the peace and quiet. I want what possible relaxation you can get in a hospital.
I agree with you. I would respect that, and they should, too. You just want the peace and quiet, relax, recover.
No.
Listen to tunes. That's it.
Because, once again, even this being my procedure, this isn't about me. It's what everybody else wants.
Right.
Exactly.
It's
the
absolutely
the fact you have
insane.
To go to the hospital to get peace and quiet and have
my
a heart procedure
goes,
is
why
funny.
Are you such a miserable prick? I'm like, I don't understand why this makes me a miserable prick. I just want to get this procedure done, and I want to concentrate on getting home. That's it.
Right. And you're not being a miserable prick. It's they should understand that. You do everything for everybody. You're always on the go. You're always busy.
So you feel
Dude,
the same
from
way.
From your mouth to God, you complete me. Who are you?
My name's Rich. Rich from Plainview. I listen to you guys all the time. I call in from time to time with contests, but I never told you who I am, but I agree with you a whole 100%.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, buddy.
You got it. Thank you, too.
You're a great call.
Yeah. All right. And I guess we'll be alone in the hospital.
And I just said I didn't want my family there.
Yeah.
Mother, father, sister. Drama. Friends? Mm. Come on over.
102.3 BAB. WBAB, Long Island's number one rock station. Roger and JP, 807. Sunny and 85 today. Well wishes for you, JP, for your heart procedure today.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, BAB. Good morning. What do you got?
Yeah, I just want JP to know that all the guys down at the station are pulling for him.
Thanks, man.
Oh, that's nice.
What station is this?
The first.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Thanks, man. Appreciate that very much.
Man. Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia.
Isn't that very nice? Well, listen, yesterday, Brett and I were in the studio, and, you know, we kind of imagined what would JP's surgery be like today in the surgery, in the operating room.
Okay.
You know, you're going to go in and have this process done on your heart. And
oh,
we
did
thought,
you?
Yeah, we kind of imagined it if the surgeon was, say, Bill Cosby. You know,
okay.
All the voices that are in Brett's head really lend it to a very imaginative surgery room.
Oh, so you guys did a dramatic reenactment with the voices in Brett's head?
Yeah, ex-Mets announcer Bob Murphy maybe having a few pops and giving us the play-by-play of what's going on in there.
Ted,
and
then, you weren't involved in this at all?
No, I mean, maybe you would have heard Charles Wong. I don't know.
Charles was not in the surgery. Maybe he'll be able to join us afterwards.
Let's
and, of course, Paul Stanley from KISS is one of the nurses.
Oh, good.
Here we go. Let's go back. Let's go, shall we? A few hours in the future now
okay.
to JP's heart surgery. Let's go see what happens.
We're all clear for surgery, Dr. Cosby.
Surgeon's assistants, it's time to tickle JP's Peter.
Well, hi, everybody. Mets announcer Bob Murphy here, coming to you live from the operating room. And my, oh my, are you in for a treat today with JP's ablation. Looks like it's time to stick a wire into JP's willy.
Bro, if you touch me, I'll put your head through a f***ing wall, you f***ing pervert.
Now, JP, I've just injected you with my special Benadryl and Quaalude pudding. There you go, nighty-night. Nurse Paul Stanley from KISS, please stick the wire in the groin up to the heart.
Woo! Stick it up! Stick it up!
Okay, so we have contact with the heart, and now we're gonna zap it.
Whoa! Oh my, this is amazing.
It worked! The surgery is a success!
Not for nothing, Dr. C. I don't f***ing believe it. You fixed my heart. I feel f***ing great. I'm gonna change my ways. I'm gonna be kind to people, and give to the poor, and be nice to the f***ing kids.
Okay, JP, get off the table and go home. I've got a Benadryl session with News 12's Aaron Colton in about an hour. And I'm going to rub her all over with the Jell-O pudding, and then I'm going to grab a big old... That's right! JP's heart's not stopping. Let's get this party popping, people! Strong Island, that's right, Funk Flex in the building!
Good to have you here, Funk Flex.
We're going to celebrate tonight in the hospital room with JP!
Yeah, everybody's
4,000 deep in your room!
That's cool.
Just the way you want it!
You know what I'm going to be? Southside!
Southside! We'll see you there! Straight up in your hospital room, partying! Applesauce for everyone!
Thanks, Flex.
The traffic's already stopped up like glue! They're waiting in line to get in the hospital!
All right.
Well, thank Funkmaster Flex.
Everybody stop by to visit JP in his room!
Right.
It's what he wants! He wants nothing but company!
It's gonna be busy up in that spot.
Okay. What did you just say?
I got a guest list!
Did he just say up in that spot?
Up in the spot! Raj knows where it is!
I know.
Okay.
Straight up! Raj knows where... Raj, you're on the list, number one.
Thank you, Funkmaster Flex.
Okay.
Ted's going to be there, too.
I'll be there.
Hopefully your surgery goes as well as what happened there with Surgeon Bill Cosby.
As that bit went, yeah. Me too.
Hopefully it goes that well.
That
be
was
great.
Actually very funny. I don't know who played me. He sucked at me, but everything else was
on
point.
Great. It's John over in production. He did a great job.
Okay.
I'm going to be nice to the kids. Here's Ted with the road.